Carol Ann, you've reported extensively on public education. What, if anything, are our schools teaching our kids about money?
I think that the landscape is really changing on that front, because I have been in a lot of schools in the last few years that have been getting very serious about this. Schools that are teaching financial literacy classes to even grade school, middle school children. Some schools are working directly with banks and other financial institutions. They're teaching kids how to budget, how to manage a checking account, how to manage a savings account. And I think that a lot of schools look at that as much more a part of the real important curriculum than they used to, because we are in such a difficult financial time and kids are going to need those skills.
One of the things that has landed us in this difficult financial situation that we find ourselves is credit and being irresponsible with credit. How do you talk to your kids about credit and about being responsible and budgeting and things like doing without?
We know we've all heard those stories about college kids who end up in tremendous trouble because of credit card debt. I think one way to avoid that is to really teach kids money management early on in small ways and in big ways. And I mean when they're young. For example, you can help them, let them help you make a budget for going to the grocery store or for a family vacation. Here's the list of all the things we'd like to do on our vacation. We can only afford to do three of those things. Let's sit down and look at what each one costs and pick the ones that we want to do. I think it's a great way for them to understand that we have to make financial sacrifices. I think it's also a great idea to get kids savings accounts and then to go over statements with them. And again, let them earn money. Let them save money and then let them purchase something that they've wanted. It's a great lesson. My son, has to take out the garbage and the recycling to earn his weekly allowance. It's taken him a lot of trips to the garbage room to get some of the video games he wanted, but I think the reward is sweeter because of that.
Should our sons and daughters have responsibilities or share the responsibility in contributing to the family's overall finances?
John, I think it's a tricky and it's sort of a complicated question, because, we all know that there are families for whom there's just no other choice. And a lot of times that's just the case. But I would say that ideally a child should not have to do anything other than go to school, be a good student, and learn. And that's the ideal situation. And if a child is sort of forced to actually have to go out and earn money, that can really cut into, their ability to focus on academics. Now, I have a different opinion on this when we're starting talking about older children or adult children, because I've done a lot of stories about adult children returning and living at home. And I think in that case, if you have a college-age student who comes back home, I think it's important that those young people contribute to the family, because it can alleviate a lot of stress if everyone knows what the expectations are for both the parents and the adult children. And I think that also in that case, with an older child, helps them adapt to what they will face as an adult living on their own.